to be brief. I hope it won't be complicated. Angel of the Fire Vineyard for a chance. Okay. All right, so we have a Gemara of Ben Tzvi, Yudam the Beis. So the Gemara talks about whether Shlichus, whether Chotz is Mitam Shlichus, or whether Chotz is Mitam Yad. So the Gemara says, if you find Chotz is Mitam Shlichus, then came with Sinin Shlich Advar Avera. The Kaimalon ain't Shlich Advar Avera. So there are two Lashonis in the Gemara. Om Ravina, Hey Chamrin ain't Shlich Advar Avera, Hey Chlishliach Bar Chiyuva. Aval Chotz is La Bar Chiyuva, Machayev Sholchai. That's one Lashon. And Rav Simo says, "Eich amrino and shleich levar avera, eich di be ovid iboi loy ovid, avochotz bal korchoch meisibo mechayiv." Good. So Tosis asks, "What's the difference between these two lashonis?" He says, "Either way, if we're talking about this case where somebody's being Mekadish and Ishif or a Kohen, there's no Malkis for the Kedushin. And if you, according to Rava, who says that Kiddush and the Leike is Baal Leike, so there's no great Nafkamina, the Kedushin don't have Malkis, you don't need a Shleich Levar Avera for the Chiyah for the Kedushin, because there is no Chiyah for the Kedushin. So what does Tosis say? The Yishleimar, the chibol achakach loikal kedushin. Later you get malchus retroactively. Inam yeshleimar the afloroven nafkmino the yeshlichus cholin hakedushin. That's the lashon of Tosfos. So even Karove says that there's no malchus for the kedushin, but if ain shliach l'dvar avera, it's certainly even without malchus is navera. So nafkmini is not legabi einshin, but legabi the chalois of the kedushin. If you hold according to this lashon, then the kedushin won't be chal. So nafkmini too into lashonis is iboyovi boyloyovi kedushin will be chal. And if you're talking about shliach bar chiyuvo, then the Kiddushin won't be fine. Nafmin is for the chalois of the Kiddushin. So what's the machlokes, the two lashonis of Tosfos? Nesiva certainly says it. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says it in the Tshuvas, only Schezer a little bit. Only he's going to make it worse, not better. The Kashas will be even stronger for Rabbi Kiva Eger. If we take these two and learn the Kipshutai, the Aflo learns Kipshutai, Nesiva learns Kipshutai, Tosfos is here, and the two lashonis, what's pshat in shleich levar avera? For avera, there's no shleichus. For everything else, there is a shleichus. So it's ain shleich levar avera. I can't tell you to do something and I should be chayiv for the einish of your maise, but as far as the chalois of the maise is concerned, why not? You did something for me. So according to the first lashon of Tosfos, shleich levar avera is a category or a concept only with regard to einshin. You're liable for what you do, and you can't be liable for what somebody else does. But shlichus, the shlichus isn't bottle, it's perfectly good shlichus. The second lashon of Tosfos says that where there's ain shlichus l'dvar avera, there's no shlichus, period. And if there's no shlichus, period, then you can't have a chalois afterwards. So comes along, and Rabbi Kiveger, I just throw it in Agav. He says that the two lashonis aren't chalik one another. That the first lashon also holds. It's so poshut that the shlichus is bottle of gamri. The first lashon has to hold it also. The only thing that the Tosfos was worried about, the lashon mechayiv shelchay. See, I had a hechetimse where the shliach will be chayiv. How can the shliach is, I'm sorry, that the shliach is chayiv and not the shelchay. How can there be chayiv for the shliach? There could be, he couldn't be chayiv if there's no chayiv for kedushin altogether. So he wants to give you a hechetimse where it will be enough. I mean, if you and there will be the Einish according to Rava if Baal afterwards. But that's only the Lashon that was bothering the first Tosfos. It should have been the other way around if you ask me if you were right. First Tosfos should have said, it's Baal, don't bother me, it's not a problem. The Lashon bothers you, so I'll give you the other Tosfos of the Lashon. It seems to me that there is the Machlokes, the two truths of the Tosfos. But if there's no Machlokes, then my problems are going to be even bigger. So let me talk about the problems. The first is Akash of Rabbi Kveger himself. He asks it on the Tosfos of Akfili Kotten, and he repeats the same thing in the Tshuvas of Kveger, Simen Kuf Chof Tes, there with the great Erichas. Tosfos says, Akfili Godel. So Tosfos that, I'm sorry, Akfili Kotten. So Tosfos Huadin dav motzlameimar akfili godl. You're telling the isha to go be makiv. What's the difference? Where you're telling her to be makiv a godl, or you're going to tell her to be makiv a cotton? She's a lav bar chiyuva, and if you tell her to be makiv a godl, according to losh, a lav bar chiyuva, there we shlichus levar aveir. She's not bar chiyuva this altogether. And so it's just a losh, because he said, why does it say cotton? Because a cotton will let you do it. A godl won't let you do it. So it was simpler to say cotton than godl, but he says it's lav dafka. As for Bekveger, but she's over lifneiver, and for that she's a barchiyuva. If she's being makif a cotton, the cotton's not mitzvah. What she's doing to the cotton doesn't make any difference. However, if she's going to be makif a godel, she's been over on lifneiver, and for that she's a barchiyuva. So according to all the lishonos in the Gemara, there shouldn't be shlichus if you tell her achfili godel, because she's a barchiyuva machmas the iser of lifneiver. Now, says Rav Kveger himself, that we have two lishonos in Tosis. If you're telling me that once you're a shliach of varavera, the whole mice is bottle, the second lashon of Tosis, and there's no chalois, then if the shlichus is bottle, so it's shlichus shebottle mitzvos malakula. What do I care if she can't be a shliach because of lifneiver? Once she's not a shliach because of lifneiver, the whole mice is shlichus is bottle. So what's the? It won't make any difference according to that lashon of Tosis. And Rabbi Kager doesn't want to say, or at least he thinks it's doichik, to say that all of this is only according to the first Loshna Tesis and not according to the second Loshna Tesis. If there are no two Lashonis in Tesis, it makes the kasha worse. That's all. Tesis holds that the whole Maisa Shlichus is bottle. So what's he tell? Who's saying, telling me afterwards that who Adin she could have said Akfili bottle? So that's kasha number one. One other little point, and that is that the Rambam holds like the second Loshna Tosis. He holds that the Maise is bottle. This, there's the Chaflo brings the Raya, the Mishnah brings the Raya, and I think it's almost Mavurish. The Rambam in Hilchas Mila, where Mila, there's Yesh Shliach Livar Averim, says the Rambam, in Perek Zayin and Hilchas Mila, b'med vorim amurim kishoyu hachatichis mikotchi berek habayis, and I made you a shliach to be moil in kotchi berek habayis. Avlim hoya boser oilo uchi yitzaboy loimoal eloich bovat sharehu chayiv b'yisr achar yachad al hamila. Says the Rambam, you're ma'ariv another Yisr with it, and I told you to eat the Bosar Eilu, so it's not just the Yisr Mila, but these new Yisurim that we have here also, so that there's Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, even with regard to Mila. Why is Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira for Mila? Mila is Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. Hakocha has to be that the whole Shlichus is bottle. I made you a Shliach for another Yisr, for the Yisr Bosar Eilu. Since the Shlichus can't be Chal for Bosar Eilu, so it's what I called before shlichus shabot mitzvos a bottle kula. It's bottle legabi daveira. It's bottle legabi chalais. If it's bottle legabi one shlichus, it should be bottle for every other shlichus. Even with regard to the other shlichus, there would be a yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So that seems to be the sheet of Shitas Rambam. Seems to be that it's the whole thing is bottle. Now we have in addition to all of this, we have another problem. We have a problem of a thesis in Bava Mitzia. Thesis in Bava Mitzia. Sorry, not Bava Mitzia. Thesis in Gittin. Thesis in Gittin, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Here the sugya of Tosfos Balchayv is he can be zeiche b'mokim shechav l'acherim, and the Gemara has a whole drisha v'chakira with regard to the problem and who holds what. So the Gemara says that the fact that we have a case of Bishalikas Sapeya. Vama Haresa Pliny Oni, and the Chachamim say Yitnan Aloni Anim Sarishain, they can't be Zoyche for the Oni, says the Gemara. It's not because Tevs Lebachad Mobuchav Lachem Rizlikona, it could be for another reason altogether. Here it's Xeris Hakosuv. What's Xeris Hakosuv? Dixi, Loisalakit Loni. An Isser Mefurish in Chumash. Loisalakit Loni, so even though the whole Mokim might be Mesila Chaveroi, could be Kona Chaveroi, because you take here there's a Xeris HaKosov that you can't do it because it's an Yisr. Loisalakit Loni. Says Tosis, Vim Toima. Lamand Omar, Perakam de Timur, Komil Stov Rachman Loisavi, Iovid Mahani, Imkain, Kona Ho'oni. So the way telling me that here, Atefis the Balchayv, Bemokin Shchav Lacherim is Loikona because of the Pasik of Loisalakit Loni. You're telling me it's a new Xeris HaKosov. If it's a new Xeris HaKosov, he should... If it's a new Xeris HaKosov, it should be Ovid Mahani, as Tosis. So he says, V'yishloimar, whatever. Tosis is Teretz. But what is Tosis asking? He's asking that if it takes
purposes of the examples in this tutorial, check the box marked search all
okay, no. If a teif is a lebal chayv, I'm sorry, Tosis is telling me that here there's a called Mils Dov Rachmona, Loisavid, Yovid Mahani. What does Yovid Mahani mean? That even though there's a Maisa Yisr here, but the Kinyan is Chal. It's a steer, it's the second Lashon of Tosis in Bava Metzia. Tosis tells me the whole thing is bottle. The whole Shlichus is bottle if it's a Shlichus L'dvar Avera. So he's telling me, the Gemara is telling me that here it's a Xeris HaKosuv, there's no Shlichus to be Tefis for the Oni. That means if you are Tefis for the Oni, you're being Mazak. It's not Shlichus, it's Shlichus. What difference does it make? It's a Shlichus L'dvar Avera, so you can't become a Shliach for the Oni L'dvar Avera. So how are you telling me that the Ovid Mahani, kind of the Ovid Mahani, the Shlichus is bought. Yeah, you go do something. Torah says, don't do it. You did it. It's Mahani, but Torah Shlichus, it can't be Mahani because the Shlichus is bottle, and without the bottle, without the Shlichus, the Oni can't be Zoyche. That's the second problem here. The third problem is Nishke Ferlach, only because I'm not dealing with a Rishon, I'm not dealing with Steers and Dices, and that's for the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech, we've already heard about this Mishnah Lamelech. The Rambam here in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Gimel, it's Halacha Vov, right? Halacha Vov. Also Shliach, Lishkeit Loi, Vishochat Loi Shliach, Vishabis. Hari Haganav Chayv Dashlumi Arvo V'Chamisho. If he told him to make it to Shech, and he goes to Nishech on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Dalet Vehei. For Dalet Vehei, there's Yesh Shlichus L'dvar Aveira. So I'm not really terribly interested in whether the Rambam means I told him to Feir Shech on Shabbos, or he did it Stam. That already we heard enough about. But says the Mishnah Melech, it's only the way the Mishnah says it that's of any concern here. He says, Meduktik, Midiktuk divrei Rabbeinu, nearly the dafke b'shoos tliach stam sheishchad loy, v'holach hashliach v'shochad b'shabbos, oz chayiv tashlum midal v'hei. The shliach did it al das atzmai. He didn't make him a shliach b'shabbos. He went and he did it al das atzmai. Avol yimoso shliach sheishchad loy b'shabbos. He went and he made him a shliach b'feirish. I told you to go shech and Shabbos. V'holach hashliach v'shochet b'Shabbos. Poter mitashlume dalet v'hei. Okay? We don't need any great explanations for why. There may be kiyuv for a shliach who shechs tovach u'mochar. That's Pardon, that's the shlichus. But then the shlichus of avera. But I tell you, beferish to shechtan Shabbos. So the shlichus for the Easter Shabbos isn't chal. So if it's a shlichus isn't chal for the Easter Shabbos, how can it be chal for anything else? According to the Rambam himself, which we quoted before, and the second lotion of Tosfos, which the Rambam accepts clearly in Hilchos Mili, accepted it. So it's a Torah portion, right? So the Torah portion, the Mishnah Melech should have stopped while he was ahead. So he proceeds to add the time Mishun Mamischai began at Mishritas Hashliach Chidushu Shechidshu Hatayru. And the Chidush you have only when you made a Mishliach only for the Halvei. You made a Mishliach for something else, there the Torah wasn't Mechadish anything. I don't need it telling me it's Chidush Shechidshu Hatayru. When it's the other one was not a Chidush Shechidshu Hatayru. The other one was a plain garden variety Shlichus Dvar Avera. Whenever I have Shlichus Dvar Avera, the whole Shlichus is bottle. Bottle Kula, the whole Shlichus. So don't tell me it was Dal Vehei is Chidush Shechidshu Hatayru. And it wasn't Mechadish Shlichus for Dal Vehei when I was Ma'ariv another Easter in the Shlichus. I don't need that. Don't come at it from the Dal of the Hay, and since it's Chal and Dal of the Hay, why isn't the Chal on the other? You've got to start with the other. If there's no Shlichus for Shabbos, then the whole Mice of Shlichus is bottle. Whatever, if there's no Shlichus, period. If there's no Shlichus, then how can it be Shlichus for Dal of the Hay?
The whole point of Shlichus for Dal of the Hay is...
Sorry?
Shlichus for Dal of the Hay, the definition is for an Avera. So with Melech, there's an exception there. So how do you know that
because the shlichus only when again I realize you can tell me that Mishnah Melech means something other than what's obvious. Good, maybe. I'm claiming that it's so poshut you don't have to talk about it. For a very simple reason. The Torah was Mechadish Shlichus in Dal Vehei. It was Mechadish Shlichus in the Aveira of Dal Vehei. It wasn't Mechadish Shlichus if for any other reason the Shlichus should be bottled. Here I'm giving you a... Listen, I'm giving you a... I'm giving you a reason why the shlichus should be bottled that has nothing to do with the shlichus of Dal Vehei. It has everything to do with the shlichus of Shabbos. There's no chiddush in Shabbos. You don't have to tell me there's no chiddush. The Torah wasn't mechadish shlichus laveir in Shabbos. Of course not. Therefore, the reason that the shlichus for Dal Vehei should be bottled is because there's no shlichus laveir in Shabbos. And whenever you have a shlichus laveir laveir, for anything for which it is a Dvar Avera, the whole Shlichus is bottle. The fact that there is another parish of Dal Vehei, where there is Shlichus in Dal Vehei, there's no reason why there should be Shlichus for Dal Vehei if there's something that's preventing the Shlichus from being Chal. There's Arid the Rov Itzalo. Another Maisa Yisr, another Shlichus Dvar Yisr, the Shlichus Dvar Yisr of Shabbos. You don't have to come and tell me that it's only Dal Vehei you're chay for, but nothing else. Mechateis, you should be chay for something else. That's not chidush shechidush Torah. Again, I know what you're saying. You're telling me, sure, we'll get Dal Vehei some new category. Don't tell me that you can go be ma'ariv in Yisra Acher also. It's a svas yisra.
I
began by saying he's not a rishon. So good. So use sloppy language. But you don't need his explanation. It's a svas yisra at most.
You're saying it's obvious, so he's just saying what's obvious.
Ah, okay. You're telling me he's, you know, his svas
yisra. You're saying is what he's saying. Is that...
No, I'm not saying what he's saying, and not at all.
What is he saying differently?
I'll tell you what I think he's saying. Okay. I'm saying he is saying that there is every reason in the world why, in this case, the shlichus should be chal. Only ein loch boi eloch hidusha. There's every reason, if you use all the canons, the categories of shlichus, it should be chalalis for Dal Vehei. Only I have a new svara that I pulled out of my hat. He pulled out of his hat that chidushu shechidshu Torah only for shteit. What's not there, mefurish, you can't come from left field and tell me it should be chal. Now my problem is, and why should it be chal? Doesn't make sense, it should be chal. That's why I'm including the Mishnah Melech in my list of catches. He doesn't owe me an explanation. It's a davar poshut that can't be chal. Because the Torah tells me the shlichus for Dal Vehei, b'med vor mamurim, and the shlichus. If for any other reason there's no shlichah, there's no shlichas altogether. Don't tell me that's why it's only for what it told me, not for chereshet v'gotten. There's no shlichas for chereshet v'gotten. I don't need this. And if there's no shlichas because there's a ma'ase Shabbos me'urov, it's a davar pashut. It can't be chal. That the Rambam doesn't have to tell me. I don't need a Mishnah Melech to tell me the reason is chidush shachit shatayra. That's my only point. You'll tell me that he's saying things that are obvious and he doesn't have to say them, and that it's got nothing to do with the technical nature of the shlichus for dal vei mechatesa. I'm more concerned with the kashas, the steris in tesis itself. Okay, but once I think I've explained, if I've explained that, I've explained Mishnah Melech too. So it's, you know, it's haku revach. Let me go back. The ein shliach devar aveira. I'm not interested in the tam of ein shliach devar aveira. I'm interested in the bottom line of ein shliach devar aveira. What did the Torah tell me? Lacha kol ha'maisi. Why is there ein shliach devar aveira? To me, the simplest explanation would be that the Torah gave me a chidush. Shlichus is a chidush of Torah. Araya, I need four different yalfuses for shlichus, and I can't derive one from another. So the Torah tells me that for everything else there's shlichus, and for dvar avera there's no shlichus. We've eliminated every dvar avera from shlichus. The Torah doesn't want shlichus dvar avera. I understand that there's some systems of law in which illegal contracts aren't enforceable. Why aren't they enforceable? Because the legal system doesn't want those contracts to be enforceable. Why is ein shliach devar aveira enough that I'm chayiv for my act? That's bad enough. The Torah was machayiv me, but the Torah wouldn't go add a chidush shlichus on top of it. It's enough of a roa to me to be machayiv me for my act. The Torah didn't go so far, wasn't so mean, as to be machayiv me for the ma'aseh of shliach also. So the Torah is telling me that ein shlichus ledvar aveira is because the shlichus ledvar aveira is nismayit from shlichus totally and completely. The Torah doesn't want shlichus levar avera. That can't be true. How do I know it can't be true? Because of Ravina. Ravina tells me that there's a nafkamina, whether he's a bar chiyuva or whether he's not a bar chiyuva. If the Torah doesn't want what I call the legal contracts, if the Torah doesn't want shlichus for averis and not dialogue with chidushay, dialogue with shlichus every place where Torah says there is shlichus, only why should I go facilitate averis with shlichus also? So the Torah, I'm not going to make shlichus for averis. Now what do I care about archiv and archiv? If the rotzen haTorah is to restrict all of this and to limit it only to the Baldover himself and not to allow him to have a shliach barchikoi because the Torah doesn't want to be marbin all these things, then what's the difference whether the shliach is a barchikoi or the shliach is not a barchikoi? Sof, he's a shliach of the varavir and the Torah doesn't want it, so what should the difference be? Elamai, as I understand the bottom line, again, the timing we'll talk about afterwards, but the bottom line, the Torah is in effect saying that you cannot make a shliach for an einish. Just like I can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah shebegufa, you can't make a shliach so that the shliach should, so that you should be bechayiv an einish on what the shliach is doing. In effect, what you're saying is that you can't assign the act and you should be chayiv for the pu'ula, for the tetzor of the act. The Torah is saying that there is no such thing. It's like a mitzvah shebegufoi. This is an avera shebegufoi. Everybody's responsible for himself. Then I understand when there's a shliach, it's not a bar chiyuva, maybe you are responsible. He can't be. Somebody did an avera here, and if it's not shliach who's going to be punished for it, so I have to punish someone else. We punish the mishalach. But otherwise, we punish the shliach and not the mishalach because the oinish for the avera, you can't accept the Einish and assign the Maisa to someone else. Comes Taisus, and Taisus is telling me that when you can't assign the, when you can't make a Shliach for purposes of accepting the Einish of the Aveira, then it's like a Shlichu Shabbat La Mitzasa Bat Vakula. There's no Shlichus altogether. It's like Nidin Varechal Ushurim. If the Torah doesn't want you to be able to make a Shliach for the Einish of the Aveira, so the Torah deprived you of the benefit of Shlichus when there is a Navera, and therefore whatever the Shliach did isn't going to work either. That's why the Chalos is Batel also. There can't be such a thing. Now, if I take that as the starting point, at this point I can say a kind of Palginan Shluchusai. I understand. What did the Torah want to do here? The Torah is telling me that if I have one Shlichus, and the Shlichus is really for two things. I'm making a shliach for a chalos. I'm making a shliach for a ma'is aveira that carries with it a einish. Says the Torah, sorry, this you can't transfer to the shliach. It's your aveira. You can't assign it to shliach. It's the shliach's aveira. Therefore, it can't be your chalos. It doesn't work that way. If the shliach is stuck with the aveira, you can't walk off with the chalos. You're going to walk off with the chalos, and the shliach is going to have the aveira. That doesn't work. But it doesn't work only with regard to what I can't accept the einish for the shliach's act. If I would have something that is nitfas in shlichus, who says that just because there's a nadeira acheres mu'urav bo that the whole shlichus is bottle? Once you tell me that it's not the case that the Torah won't allow shlichus for a ma'isa iser, and it's only because the Torah starts with the einish and says you can't assign the act to the other person and you should be responsible for the other person's act. So it's only to the extent that you can't divide the act and the einish. When the einish can't be assigned, when I can't assign the act and remain culpable for the einish, whatever tetzah there is from that einish, I also can't have. I can't have this. Memela, if there is some other iser that has nothing to do with Eishleyavivaravera, some other iser that I could assign, the Gabi, that iser, everything would be fine, wouldn't make any difference. If I'm correct in this, it all goes to the yisod of what is this principle of Eishleyach Levaravera. If you tell me that the Torah doesn't eliminate Shlichus from any such act, it's the whole act's not in touch with Shlichus, then finish, when I have nothing more to say. However, if I am right that the Torah didn't say that an Ma'is Aveira can't be Nitfas B'Shlichus, all the Torah said is that an Einish can't be Nitfas B'Shlichus. I can't make a Shliach, I should be Mischayiv. And once I can't be Mischayiv for somebody else's Ma'isa, I can't get the benefit of that all at the same time because the two go together. You can't separate the Einish from the Chalois. But it's limited only to the aspect of the Shlichus which carries with an Aveira. If I could somehow separate it out and have two different Shlichus, one is Shlichus for an Aveira that I can assign and one for an Aveira that I can't assign, I could assign the Aveira and not assign the Aveira that's assignable and not the Aveira which isn't assignable. If that's correct, then Rebbe Krieger has no kasha. Rebbe Krieger has no kasha at all. What's he saying? Thesis is saying that Hu Adin Godel. Says to Kiveger, what do you mean, who I didn't go to? Lagabi, Lifni Iver, this woman is a Baruch Yuva. Therefore, she's a Baruch Yuva. Don't tell me that ain't Shliach Levar Avera. She's not, don't tell me that the Shlich was because she's a Lav Baruch Yuva for the Iser of Maki Finikiv. She's a Baruch Yuva for the Vera of Lifni Iver. And if she's an Aveira of Lifnei Iver, and you tell me that the Shlichus is Botel Lagamre, then Lifnei Iver is enough to be Mavat L'Shlichus Lagamre. So I'm saying that would be true if a Dvar Aveira is a kind of a poison that the Torah says takes me out of the category of Shlichus because we don't recognize Shlichus for the act at all, period, full stop. But if that's not what it means, if all that it means is that I can't get the benefit of a Maisa for which the shliach gets the avera, then what's got to do with lifneiver? Lifneiver is an isut study. You want the chalois of lifneiver, not the bichal. There's no chalois bichal. There's no chalois involved here. She'll be chayiv for the lifneiver. She's a bar chiyuva for lifneiver, and it's like a kind of a palginon shlichuso. There's one shlichus for the makafinikiv. And there's not even a shlichus for the leaf neiver. But even if there would be a shlichus for the leaf neiver, you would tell me it's bottle. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference to me that whether that shlichus is bottle or not, because for that she is a bar chiyuv. I'm not concerned with her einish. But here we're not being ma'anish the mishalach for the leaf neiver. It's no nafkamin to us. The only nafkamin to us is to be machayiv the mishalach for the isur of makif and nikif. So you have to look at the isur of makif and nikif alone, separate them, as if they are two separate massim, and one has nothing to do with the other. It's there's no that if that's the case, then there's no kash anymore. So that there's no steer in those two tesis. If I now go to the tesis in Gittin, where I have somebody who's being malakid for the oni, and you tell me that there's no shlichus, the can't be a chaloi, so why is Tosis saying that if there's a new issue here, lisalakid loni, and apal pikein, Ovid Mahani, and you want to know this is Shlichus Levar Avera because he was ready for the Isser of Lo Salakeit. How could the Maiser Shlichus be Chal? It's a joke. If I'm right, then there's no Kash. Then the Kash I asked is a joke because who's Mechuyiv in Lo Salakeit Loni? The Oni. I'd be Mezake for the Oni. The Oni's not Mitzuv in Lo Salakeit. For him, this isn't the Maisa Avera altogether. As far as he is concerned, of course the Shlichus can be Chal for the Chalois Kinyan. There is no Einish involved for this Mishalach, because for this Mishalach, there's no Yisr. Therefore, you can't tell me that since it's Botel Gabi the Avera, it's Botel Gabi the Chalois. The only one who has the Yisr of Leisolakeit, that is the Balabais. And you're telling me he can't assign the Yisr and get the benefit of the Yisr. He's not getting the benefit. The Mishalach, namely the one for whom he is Zeichet, the Oni is getting the benefit, and for the Oni, there's no Maisa Yisr in the first place. It's a Dover Poshet. You will then say I have to be wrong because of another thesis that we have here. And that's the thesis where thesis says, you know, it's a thesis in Bava Metzia. I'm sorry, thesis in Bava Metzia. Thesis in Bava Metzia, thesis says, Vim Taima. The Gemara says, Doma Yisro Kadishli Isha Grusha. The Lashon Gemara was, he tells the Yisroel, it's not mitzvah, and not marrying a grusha. So says the same time, I feel Omar l'koyin namin, she's the same Yishleil d'var aver. I told the koyin, it's the same thing. The Yishleim, the koyin's not going to be over if I marry this grusha. I'm marrying the grusha, he's not being marrying the grusha. So he's a bar chiyuv. So says the Yishleim, the koyin mikri bar chiyuvo, hoyil the mikachol atzma yichayev, that makes him a bar chiyuv. He's mechuyiv in Yisr Grusha. Avol Yisrael, the Yisrael's also mechuyiv in something, not the Yisr Grusha. Afagav to'efer mishum lifnei iver leisitim mikshol kishim mikachol akoyim. Nevertheless, even though he's over lifnei iver, and he's saying lifnei iver should be enough to make it, and shleiach v'dar v'ira, the exact opposite of what I just said. So Stasis Kiv the Mikachu Atsnoi Loy Mechayev Loy Mikri Bar Chiyuv. If the Yisrael were to marry this woman himself, he wouldn't be a Bar Chiyuv. We don't care about Liv Neiver. The fact that you have a Liv Neiver, that doesn't make you a Bar Chiyuv. So it sounds as if I'm off the wall. He said something totally wrong. Stasis is recognizing that Liv Neiver makes you a Bar Chiyuv. So, two things. Number one, I don't understand what Tosis is saying. But he's not being Makadosh Latzma. He's being Makadosh for the Kohen. Now he's being overly Fneva. But just he could have done it for himself, therefore he can do it for someone else, and we don't say anything about our Avera. The story doesn't make any sense. So number two, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kveger, came to my rescue, even though he's the one who asked the Kasha, which I said is no Kasha if you understand me properly. But Rabbi Kveger himself, it's almost a steer in Rabbi Kveger. He says that Tosis doesn't mean that just because you mean Makadish La'atzma, you're Mufka from this principle of Enshleach L'var Avera. All that Tosis is saying is that this is a simon, that Lifnei Iver has nothing to do with the Shlichus. It's Chutz Mehashlichus. It's a Dover Nisit study. It's not what I made you a shliach for. I made you a shliach for being Makadish, a Gerusha. And you went, you were over Lifnever also. I know they're bound up, but that's got nothing to do with me. Your Lifnever has nothing to do with me at all. Can't have been sure, you Wayne has got nothing to do with me at all. If the mice is bottle, Elamai, the two separate Yisurim here. One is called being Makadish, a Gerusha for a Kohen. The other is called Lifnever. And being Makadish, a Gerusha for a Kohen, I separate the two. Balginish, Lukasayu. I'd separate in the Yisur of being Makadish to Grusha for a Kohen if there is no assignment of the Avera, if I can't assign the act and remain liable for the Einish, then everything is bottle. And the fact that there are other Averas involved, that whether I'm assigning them or not assigning them, is irrelevant. The other Averas have absolutely no bearing upon it. It's only with regard to the Einish and the Peil Yotze, or the Chalois, whatever you choose to call it, of what I made you the Shliach for. What I did make you the Shliach for, and where there's no Ma'is Avera, even though for some other reason the Shlichus should not be chal, but it's not going to interfere to the extent in which the Shlichus should be chal. So if that's all correct, I now go back to even the Mishnah Melech. And the Mishnah Melech is perfect. We Torah told me that the shlichus for dal v'hei. What's that mean? The shlichus for dal v'hei. Zeh tovach v'zeh mischayiv. Right. The Torah said that you can get the einish for the other person's act. Now, why? What's the big deal here? He did another avera for Shabbos. So for Shabbos, a shlichus l'var avera. So the shliach b'chayif Mrs. Bezdin for what he did on Shabbos. What's that got to do with dal v'hei? The dal v'hei, that's the whole kiddush haTorah. The whole kiddush haTorah is that I can be nenash on my shliach's action. Why shouldn't that work? On my cheshvan, it should absolutely work. What's the answer? My kash is better than my answer. My answer is only the Mishnah Melech. Chidushu shechid shoterah. Where he got it from, I don't know. But he needed it. He was badly, if I'm right, he was badly stuck. He's saying, why shouldn't the shlichus or dal v'hei work? That goof is what the Torah said. The Torah said that I can tell somebody to do the ma'isa, and I'm nenash. And that's all the chidush haTorah was. That's what said do, and you now threw in an Isser Shabbos together with this. What does Isser Shabbos have to do with this? It's not as if the Torah says that the whole Maisa is ordinarily bottle, and here the Maisa isn't bottle, because Maises aren't bottle. It's only the Pula, the Peil Yotze of the Maisa, which carries with it an Isser, that can't be affected in general, because you can't keep the Einish and hand over the Maisa to somebody else. Even Dal V'hei, I can, so what do I care what happened on Shabbos? What's it got to do with Dal V'hei? Says the Mishnah Melech, Chidushu Shechid Shoteira. The Torah allowed you to assign the act of Dal V'hei and keep the Einish only when it stands alone. That's when the Torah says you can make a shleach for dal v'hei. If you're ma'ariv, another iser in this, and that is an iser which you can't keep the einish and assign the avera, then the chiddush dal v'hei is bottle. It's chiddush u'shechid shoteirah, and gahai gav, then there's also chiddush. That's a chiddush gadol. If my mahalach is right, then it's a chiddush gadol to say chiddush u'shechid shoteirah, and it doesn't apply in these cases where you're ma'ariv another iser with it. So, you know, the bottom line is that working it out in terms of the kasha and the terutzim, all that I'm saying is that it seems to me that the difference between what he is a bar chiyuv and not a bar chiyuv makes sense only if you tell me that not that the Torah doesn't want shlichus from Eis Yisr. If the Torah doesn't want shlichus from Eis Yisr, then everything depends upon the Pel Yetzer. It was what happened to us or is it not us. If I don't want shlichus for a Eis Yisr, then it shouldn't make any difference who's doing this Eis Yisr. Whether you're a bar chiyuv or the Mishalach is the bar chiyuv, sof kosof, there's going to be a Eis Yisr. And the Torah doesn't want Yisrin. So it didn't allow shlichus in order to give effect to an Yisr. Who cares who's giving it effect? Sof kosof is going to be an Yisr. If that's the Ratzon HaTorah, we're going to limit Averis because we have enough of them already, and we're not going to recognize Averis that are carried out by Shliach, then it should make a difference. Who gets the Einish, whether it's the Shalach or the Shliach. However, if you're telling me that the Chiddush of Shliach HaVeira means that you can't split a Maisa and you can't make somebody a Shliach for an act in which the Mishalach isn't Chayiv, but you should get other Tetzos of the act, other benefits, then everything fits into place. The Pshat of Shliach HaVeira is not that I can't make a Shliach HaVeira, I can't make a Shliach for the Einish. That I understand very simple, like a mitzvah shebegufay, there's no vera shebegufay, to which Tosis then adds, that's Tosis Leidi Shleimar, which the Rambam holds. I don't know if any Rishon is chaylik. The Nesivus thinks the first teretz of Tosis is chaylik. But all the Tosis Mechadish in the second teretz is that you see that when you can't keep the avera and assign the act, you can't be responsible for the act of the Shliach because the teretz said we're not going to go that far. We're not going to hold you responsible for the act that your shliach did, but you can't have it both ways. If you're not responsible for the act of the shliach when it's an aveira, then you can't have the benefit either. You can't have the chalois. It's all the ma'is aveira. It doesn't go beyond the ma'is aveira.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's with you again. Next week, we're off. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. The Monday following Hanukkah, 3 o'clock, at least, it's going to be Chabur. I'll try to find out what the topic is. The Thursday following that, 24th, I'll give him a couple. In December, the
24th. It's not Thursday.
Thursday. In December for the following week, I want to volunteer.
The one that was on Monday is what date? Do you remember?
14th, I think. I'm not mistaken. It's the last day of Chanukah. Because it's always up the stairs so nice, there's no problem.
Maybe other problems, not that. Okay.
Well, so far, we can still be up today.
Okay.
Friends of Chanukah, that's one of them.
Chaim
Noah's shirim are too big.
Chaim
Noah, smaller than Chazanish.
They're too big.
Yeah, that's too big.
Who is it?
Hadar Margolin.
The first one. Sorry about it.
Yeah. I've seen this before.
Yeah, but this is he consolidated all for the Sefer right there.
What's this?
No, it's a Sefer. I just he happened to send out a PDF.
All right, let's see. I'll look at it. It's the plus.
Okay.
I mean, is that the first one?
Apologies for disturbing your share. I'm not as techno whatever savvy that I know how to turn things off. Once I get going, I'm fine.
I don't know how to turn them on.
The problem is I know how to turn them off, and I don't know how to turn them off.
But he's not the first one. Sorry about this. Our pen nor sham are really too big.
Who else said they're too big?
I did a lot of research, wasn't there? Rav Midas Vashiri Torah, Chaim Benish, wrote that in his Sefer. There's a lot of articles about it. This is not a Sefer called Midas Mishkal Shel Torah.
Yeah,
Yaakov Gershon Weiss.
Yeah.
So listen, can you just tell my knees his health?